13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.
Hello, it's Fun Kids Meets time, which means it's time to meet someone excellent and interesting. And supplying us with the excellent and interesting person is an excellent and interesting person in their own right. It's Robin.
Hello, Sean. Do you know, I was just about to say, am I the excellent and interesting person?
Oh, absolutely. Did you enjoy the wordiness of that intro? Could I fit more words into that?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
And who have you been chatting to this week?
Well, I've actually been chatting to Omari, who is a vegan chef, has a cookbook out, and get this, Sean, he's only 11. So he's got so much going on at such a young age. It's really cool.
Putting us to shame over here with these achievements. I love the fact that, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, that if you're like particularly passionate about something, that you can make something like the vegan cookbook happen.
Yeah, and do you know what as well? It really shows as well that you can just go with what you're passionate about, yeah. And it doesn't have to be the norm, you know, whatever that is. Because I think a lot of people might think, oh, you can't be a chef at 11. I mean, you absolutely can. So yeah, I think it was a really cool conversation. I think you're going to love it.
Yeah, especially when, you know, when we see TikTokers and YouTubers, all of their thing is about following trends and stuff. Sometimes being able to just stand out and do a thing on your own is the way to go.
Yeah, and I also think as well, you actually find people that are interested in that as well. Sometimes you think, oh, no one's interested in that, it's just me. But actually, when you kind of put yourself out there, you realise that there's other people that love maybe the kind of slightly stranger stuff that you love.
Yeah, and Omari was like a big, his thing was he wants to bring people together.
Yeah, and he has an amazing idea for the future that I personally can't wait to get him on board with.
Have you got any, is there any behind the scenes of the interview that you want to share with us, Robin? You didn't get sent any snacks beforehand to try.
Do you know what? I didn't, but we need to speak to someone about that, Sean. We need snacks.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard about this barbecue jackfruit wrap that Omari specialises in. Let's have a few of those sent over, please.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Though, to be honest, it was quite fun because we did the interview at home and his mum was just on the sofa behind, just chilling on her phone. And I was like, look at Omari, he's like a true professional. His mum's just like, yeah, I'm chilling.
Amazing stuff. Right, let's hear it. This is Robin's chat with vegan chef Omari McQueen.
Well, Omari McQueen, the UK's youngest award-winning vegan chef, CEO and founder, oh my goodness, do you sleep? You do sleep, I love it. I mean, of course, you are the founder of Dippalicious. Am I saying it correct?
Yeah.
Oh, looks so good. It looks so good. How did you actually discover veganism? Where did it all start for you?
That was when my mom was sick. And I was researching about what could get her back on her feet and get her speaking back to normal. And I saw this video. It was an animal rights video. And I saw the way animals were treated, food and clothes. And I didn't like the way that was happening. So, yeah, I started cooking my vegan meals to bring people together, free food without harming animals.
Oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. And also as well, we don't really realise, and I think we're only starting to realise how much nutrition plays in health, right? In comparison to medicine.
Yeah.
That's it. Did you have fun then when you were kind of trying out different vegan things? What was the first thing you tried to make?
First vegan thing I made was my vegan pizza. And then the second was my dip.
Oh, nice.
Then it was my, I think it was either the jackfruit, the barbecue jackfruit wrap or the chickpea curry.
Oh, I'm such a fan of barbecue jackfruit. It's so yummy, isn't it?
Yep.
I love it. I'm kind of on a bit of a journey myself. I'm not quite where you are, Amari, but I don't eat meat. So yeah, I'm kind of on a little bit of a journey as well. So of course you use your online platforms, don't you, to kind of help raise awareness and do all these amazing things. Love your Top Tip Tuesday videos. They are brilliant.
Thank you.
But what kind of led you to, you know, creating a cookbook?
The reason why I wanted a cookbook is so I could show kids how fun it is to cook in the kitchen and how easy it is to cook vegan meals. And I wanted to also spread the word of me bringing people together through food without harming animals as well. And yeah.
I love that. And I guess a cookbook's the best way to do it, isn't it?
Yep.
Let them try it out. Do you have any of your favourite recipes? Which ones do you absolutely love?
I say my barbecue jackfruit wrap.
I would love to know if you could eat one piece of food, one type of food for the rest of your life, every day, what do you think it'd be?
I think my chickpea curry.
Now, of course, we are here chatting about veganism and your kind of journey and things like that. But I hear that you got a scholarship for the King's Inter High as well.
Yes, I did. I did.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about it? What is it? And kind of how do you balance it all? How does that go down?
So King's Inter High is a private online school that I go to now. And it helped me out a lot with balancing my business side and cooking side with my schooling side. As if I have like an event to go to or if I have an interview or something like that, I could easily catch up on my work as the lessons are recorded. Yeah.
I got you. So I take it then you can kind of just go to school when you need to and, you know, when you can.
Yes.
That's very different for a lot of people, isn't it? Because, you know, most people your age kind of don't have a business to juggle and things like that. What is it you love so much about, you know, having the business side and obviously carrying on with your school stuff as well?
The thing that I love about my business side is that everyone that's around me is very supportive. I know that I've convinced many children out there to start cooking. And I'm actually bringing people together for food without harming animals. I'm happy of that too. But as you know that meat eaters, they can eat like anything. They could eat vegan food or they could eat meat food. And vegans, they cannot eat no meat food. So with the vegan food, it's mostly like trying to convince meat is to go vegan, showing them that that's the healthiest way to go.
What do you see for the future?
I want my own chain of restaurants, just like Gordon Ramsay, so I could bring people together for food without harming animals. And I would like my ready meals in stores. I would like a bus restaurant for me and my dad to go riding around in the world.
What's that like, as in like have a bus and then have a restaurant on the bus?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I want my dad driving it as he's a bus driver.
Is dad okay with that? Is dad all right? Yeah. He doesn't mind.
He doesn't mind. He's a good driver.
Amazing. Thank you so much, honestly, for chatting to us today. And of course, you have to tell us, what is the name of your new book?
Yeah, The Vegan Family Cookbook. That's the name of the book, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And we can find it online, can't we?
Yes. Brilliant.
Well, good luck. I cannot wait to see that, boss. And if you come by me, I'll be there.
I'm not going to stop thinking about that jackfruit barbecue wrap, Robin. I'm going to be honest with you here.
Yeah, I mean, I have a confession. I did actually buy like a tin of jackfruit to see if I could make it.
Nice.
Disaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I actually think I should just wait for the book and then I'll be able to. I was like, I reckon I could just do this.
You just went rogue. You thought you could just style it out. I see. Now you're going to need Amari's guidance and wisdom to make that perfect barbecue jackfruit wrap.
Yeah, I absolutely do, because I just took barbecue sauce and just mixed it up with the jackfruit. It doesn't work like that.
I was thinking, this vegan chef lark's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my own cookbook out by the end of the day. Give me some jackfruit and some barbecue sauce and a publishing contract.
That's it. I was like, where's my contract? And then I realised, as I tasted it, no contract's coming. No.
Well, you know, Amari can, you know, can inspire us to at least work for that dream.
That's absolutely, yeah. And yeah, I think there's lots of little insights. And I loved as well when he said in the future he was like a boss, you know, like with a restaurant. Yeah. And I think that's pretty cool. I'd love to really go there.
Thinking big, not just settling for the books, a restaurant on wheels. Go on, Amari. Yes, please.
Yeah, with his dad behind the wheel. Perfect.
It's brilliant. And I'm sure Mum will be chilling on the sofa somewhere in that luxury restaurant bus. Robin, thank you so much for bringing Amari into our lives.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure to chat to him, and you, as always, Sean.
And we will be back with more excellent and interesting people on Fun Kids Meets very soon. So make sure you hit that follow or the subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast. See you next week. Bye.
Thirteen-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.